I don't know if you've ever read Dr. Zugby's work on the physical sufferings of Christ during the Passion. He's the medical examiner at Rockland County, New York. He's made a lifetime study on this suffering of Jesus. And his latest book is The Death of Christ, A Forensic Inquiry. He knows the law and he knows the human body. He has a PhD in human anatomy from the University of Chicago, and he has an MD from the University of West Virginia. He's a very devout man. He's also a complete scientist. And his insights are staggering. Like when Jesus sweat blood in the Garden of Gethsemane. You remember after he instituted the Holy Eucharist, he went right out to the Garden of Gethsemane. And he sang on his way out, the only recorded place in sacred scripture where Jesus ever sang. He sang when he was about to sweat blood. And he did sweat blood. And that's called hematidrosis, where the blood vessels underneath the skin actually rupture and carry their contents through the sweat glands to the surface of the skin. And when it hit the night air, the cold air, it congealed like droplets of blood. Sweat, blood. There are 231 cases we know of hematidrosis from mental hospitals throughout the world. Must be a horrible agony emotionally. But who knows the mind of God, what he went through, thinking of all that he was going to suffer in the next 24 hours, and thinking about all the sins of the world from the time of Adam and Eve until the last person is here on earth. And he came to atone for them all. And then he was thinking about all those people who had refused to accept him as the Savior, who would actually insist upon their own damnation by not accepting him as their personal Lord and Savior. He sweat blood. And he was looking for some human comfort because he did have a human nature. And his plea before God is, Father, let this chalice of suffering, pass from me, yet not my will, but thine be done. Jesus had a human will that had to be submitted to the divine will, and even to the point of sweating of blood and scourge. I don't know if you saw that film, The Passion of Christ, produced by Mel Gibson. He may have overdone the scourging. I'm not too sure. That's what Dr. Zugby thinks. That was just overdone. But boy, it was brutal. With leather straps and rattans and spikes, steel spikes, tearing the flesh from Jesus. And that was repeated just before he was nailed to the cross, tearing his clothes from him, repeating the whole story of the Passion, the scourging. Crowned with thorns. And most likely the crown of thorns didn't fit like a little wreath around his head. It was more like a cap. And the type of thorn that was used most likely was one called Sisyphus Spina Christi. And it still grows in Palestine and has the strength of metal. And then crushed to his head, really mangling the trigeminal nerve that controls the facial muscles and the occipital nerve that goes down the spinal column. Did you ever meet anybody who had trigeminal neuralgia? When you talk to them, they tell you about their temptation to take their own lives, to commit suicide. Just overwhelming. And many people think that that was the second greatest physical suffering of Christ during the Passion, the crowning with thorns. Carrying the cross. Maybe he didn't carry the cross beam as we see it here. Maybe it was just the horizontal beam, not the vertical. But even that would probably weigh something like 50, 60, 70 pounds. For a man in that condition who had not slept the night before, hadn't any sleep, who had sweat blood, who was scourged and crowned with thorns, that would just be overwhelming. I can understand why he would fall at least three times, probably many, many more than the three times. When you ask somebody to carry their cross to their own execution, that's like asking somebody to dig their own grave.